You're listening to SBS News.
Some European countries that had stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine over fears of a link to blood clots may now resume vaccinations after the European Union's drug regulatory body released its findings. On Thursday in Brussels, dozens of elderly people got their first injection of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Georgian president also received the country's first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine live on television to promote vaccination. Germany's health minister also confirmed that the country is set to resume administering AstraZeneca vaccines. Portugal will resume using the AstraZeneca vaccination from Monday, and Spain's health minister also says the country will resume vaccinating with AstraZeneca doses next Wednesday. While a definitive link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and the rare forms of blood clots cannot be completely ruled out, the head of the EMA, Emma Cook, says the vaccine is safe and effective in safeguarding people against the coronavirus.
It demonstrated that at least 60% efficacy in clinical trials in preventing coronavirus disease, and in fact the real world evidence suggests that the effectiveness could be even higher than that.
Over in the United Kingdom, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to receive his first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. June Rain, the chief executive of Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, says extensive research has been undertaken to declare the vaccine safe.
We've been able to gather a large amount of data on the safety profile of the available vaccines and have done a rigorous scientific review of all the available data with regards to suspected blood clots. Our review, alongside the critical assessment of leading independent scientists in the Commission on Human Medicines, shows that there is no difference that blood clots in veins are occurring more than would be expected in the absence of vaccination for either vaccine.
In the United States, efforts to combat the pandemic are gathering momentum, with President Joe Biden renewing his plea for Americans to get vaccinated.
Getting vaccinated is the best thing we can do to fight back against these variants. While millions of people are vaccinated, we need millions more to be vaccinated. And again, I need you to get vaccinated when it's your term and you're able to do that. I need your help. I need you to help. Not just the country, but your family, your friends, your neighbors. Get them vaccinated as well. If we keep our guard up, stick together, and stick with the science, we can look forward to a 4th of July that feels a bit more normal.
Some seniors in Queens, New York, received their first doses of the Moderna vaccine on Thursday at a pop-up COVID-19 vaccination site. It's an initiative organisers hope can help members of at-risk populations, such as this woman, get vaccinated where they're most comfortable.
I feel very good, just as good as when I walked in. I'm happy I have this, but I'll be happier once I have the second one and I know that I'm completely covered.
The US is closing in on President Joe Biden's goal of injecting 100 million coronavirus vaccinations weeks ahead of his target date. But in Bosnia, hospitals are rapidly filling up and coronavirus infections are soaring. Two doctors from Turkey, including Dr. Saran Keski from the American Hospital in Istanbul, arrived in the capital to help offer their insight into the treatment of COVID-19.
Actually, I can say that here that we observed this hospital today, I can say in general it's a good hospital and the management is, I think it's an improvement, a good management, I can say. Of course, we should improve both our clinical practice and we should be updated for improving and for decreasing the mortality of the patients.
And with record numbers of coronavirus patients filling up intensive care units in the Czech Republic, the country is continuing to shuttle COVID-19 patients around from overrun hospitals to ones with spare capacity. Hospitals across the country are at full capacity with COVID-19 patients, and health officials are warning the system is at near collapse in some regions. For health and support measures are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.